two guys won't practice today, and they are out for the game on Sunday. That's Robert Ayers and Andre Goodwin. Other than that, we should have a full group out there today at practice.
Do you have concerns over Andre?
Say it again.
Do you have concerns over Andre being played a little bit and then had to leave that game and now
You know, I think we're looking to continue to do what we've been doing, which is try to get him healthy and then get him ready to go. It's been kind of a series of different things. And I know that sometimes when you have a muscle type injury, one can lead to another, even though it's not the same place. And that may be what we're dealing with. Again, I'm not a doctor, so we're just going to try to do everything we can to get him right. And whenever he's right, then hopefully we'll get him back out there. But I know it's frustrating to keep coming in and out. And I know he'll work as hard as he can to get back out there as soon as possible.
Parrish, okay?
Yes.
Josh, the offense has moved the ball very well in the first half. If there seems to be mistakes that happen at inopportune times, whether it be a penalty or a turnover late, that seems to be costing you games. Is it encouraging that you're right there, or discouraging the fact that when you are right there, something like that happens?
It's been both. I think that you take the positives and certainly try to build on them and try to do them more and put more things in that category. And again, this last week was a good week for us to really look at some of the things that, you know, have hindered us in terms of finishing drives. We do feel, you know, confident that we can move the football, and we've been able to do that and been in the red zone, I think, as much or more than every team but two so far, which is a good place to start. Now we got to finish them, and we're going to try some different things in terms of scheme and those kind of things, and then we got to fix some things and do them better. Sometimes it's an execution issue. Sometimes there might be a better play to call, but in either case, you know, we have to do a better job of finishing the drives as we do when we start them.
You know, Pioli, as well as anybody else in this division, Haley. What have you done? Any common themes on how they've kind of rebuilt that team?
They have certainly got some impact from the players that they've brought in, whether that be in free agency or the draft. And I think that they're looking for a similar type of style, tough, smart guys. I know their systems that they use on offense and defense are not simple. I know the style of football that they play and that they teach and that you see on film is, a style that you like to see from, you know, any team. They're physical on both sides of the ball. I think that they share the belief in not beating yourself. They don't turn the ball over much. They treat the kicking game as a extremely valuable portion of the game, which we do too, and they've made a lot of big plays in that regard. and they're not afraid to play some of their younger players in big roles. You know, they've got a lot of players that are playing different spots for them this year that they either just drafted or just signed, and I think that builds confidence in those players, and they're going to go out there and make mistakes, and then you have to coach them, correct them, and hopefully, as the season progresses, you got a better player and a better team, and I think that's what you see with them.
Have the additions of Romeo and Charlie impacted the way you prepare for them now?
When I look at what they're doing on film, I'm very familiar with it. I understand, probably very aware of what the call is and what they're actually trying to accomplish on some of those things. I mean, they've tweaked and changed things just like we all do, so there's certainly plenty that I'm not familiar with. But I do have an awareness of both of those coaches. I know they're going to be extremely well prepared. I know we're going to see some things we've never seen before, and that's part of the game. That's what what's made them as good as what they are. And I think with those two, the addition of Charlie and Romeo has kind of to me, given them just another added dimension. We just talked about the additions of the players. I think the additions of the coordinators, the fact that Todd's really got a really solid staff there that understands how to win, and they got a specific philosophy and they all stick to it. And what Romeo does affects Charlie. What Charlie does affects Romeo. And what they do in the kicking game affects everybody. So, as I mentioned yesterday, this is probably the best complementary football team that we've played, and I think that stems from the coaches.
Do you change audibles or anything?
Do we?
Line of
scrimmage stuff? No. No, I mean, you know, if there was something that we were doing too much of or a lot in terms of communication, I think we would consider it. But I don't think that's really – there's nothing that I think, you know, they would hear and say, oh, here it comes, and, you know. Yeah, I don't want to psych ourselves out and start doing too much of that.
How about Castle? What have you seen from him this year on film? Maybe that he was doing different last year from what he did.
He runs the offense. There's no question, and you know they've got a great running game. So he does exactly what they ask him to do in that regard. I know that there's definitely times where he's got to get them into the right run play in their system, in their offense, and you can tell that he does a good job of doing that. He's also made some really big throws, red zone, third down, you know, some 2-minute situations where he's really, you know, they rely on the running game to really chew up a lot of yards, and then ultimately when it comes down to it, he's going to make a play, and he's done a good job of that. He's taking care of the football as well as anybody else in football, so... you know, I think the quarterback of the team has to fit in with the philosophy of the whole group, and I think that's what Matt has done. He's doing his job every week, and whatever they ask him to do, you know, he tries to do it the best that he can.
Kyle taking more hits at this point than you would like.
Say it one time.
Kyle taking more hits at this point.
He has. You know, I think that's certainly an element of something we addressed here in the last week or 10 days. You know, we started out the right way, I think, trying to protect him, keep him upright. I think anytime the volume of passes goes up, the volume of hits on the quarterback tends to do the same thing. So I think that would be the starting point, is to try to keep the volume down, and to do what we need to do better in passing situations. Or if we have to pass the ball more, we have to fix some of those things too. So I think it's a two-sided issue. You know, run it better, throw it less. He doesn't have to take as many hits, and then fix some of the things in protection and or the routes that we can to help him get rid of the football without taking a bunch of shots.
Did you see the cocaine practice with his ribs? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why do you have to bring Lance Ball up release?
Yeah, that's a... You know, this time of year and probably the next 8 weeks going forward, it seems to be that's part of the equation. There was some interest in Lance, and we've spent a lot of time with Lance. We like the way he's progressed in our system, and, you know, you have to make a choice sometimes. Do you, you know, you've invested a lot of time and effort into him. He's invested a lot of time and effort into our system. You know, he's on the practice squad to develop and hopefully have a future with us. So based on the interest that there was in Lance, we went ahead and made that choice. We still have an interest in Dan Coates, too. You know, it was unfortunate that it had to happen that quick, but I think sometimes those things are out of your control.
Other teams had interest?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Randy, Andre Brown's on his fourth team now.
Yeah.
So, that time of year.
Thanks.
Josh, when you look back at the first half of the year, can you acknowledge that maybe you made some personnel mistakes to get better in the second half of the year? And if so, what specifically would you say, maybe I'd do something a bit different to get the team that I wanted on the field?
Can you the first part of the question, I'm not...
When you look back, do you think you've made personnel mistakes?
I think you always make decisions trying to do the right thing. Do you always do it? No. It's the same thing with play calling to me. I always try to call the best play. I always hopefully have the best scheme available to our players in whatever phase we're doing. Sometimes it's the right scheme and it looks perfect and works exactly the way you want it to, and sometimes it doesn't. I think personnel in some regards is similar to that. You look and you do all your work and your research and you study and you do everything you can to try to put the right pieces on your team, and you always hope that you're right. And sometimes that may not be the case. Sometimes it is. Sometimes those decisions take time to, you know, to foster and make sure that those guys develop into the players that you thought they could be.
So then to follow up then, mm-hmm. from what you've looked at the first half, are you going to do anything differently? Have you learned anything to make the team better the second half of the season?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we talked briefly yesterday. Some of the players, I think, are now as healthy as they've been. Doesn't matter in terms of, you know, whether we had certain people early in the season. We still were in games and had an opportunity to win those games. And we have strong belief in all of our players. I think that that will help in its own right. I think that we're gonna make another switch on the offensive line that hopefully will be more permanent for us this week and going forward. I know we've tinkered with that a little bit, and that's also been because of some guys have been banged up a little bit, and hopefully we can keep the same group healthy. You know, the front on defense has changed from an odd space defense to a 4-3, largely due to some injuries. So we're trying. I think sometimes you try to complement scheme or your situation in terms of personnel with what you can do that gives you the best chance to win with your scheme. Sometimes that doesn't always work perfect. And we're going to hopefully get back to the 3-4 defense, the one that we practiced all training camp long, the one that we have the most experience in, the one I think our players feel most comfortable running, and then hopefully be able to stick with the same group on offense as many games in a row, as many days of practice as we can, and give us the best opportunity to continue to improve, because that's really what our focus is going to be on.
Sticking to your guns.
Sticking to my guns. He's doing everything that he can to get out here as quick as possible. I'm not going to give a timetable yet on when he's going to be ready to go. I hope it's sooner rather than later, like most injuries. But, you know, I know Robert will be out there as soon as he can. And he's worked his butt off so far to try to get himself ready to go. And like I said a couple weeks ago, you know, he'll play. You know, it's just a matter of when the right time is and when we can get him back out there. It just won't be this week.
Josh,
can you IR? No.
Can you share what the change on the O-line is at this point?
Ryan Harris will be the right tackle, and Zane Beatles will be the left guard.